VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Trump loyalist Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by an extraordinary move from U.S. Attorney General William Barr. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump expressed hope that Stone would get a new trial and be exonerated. VOA Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media.
It's my strong opinion that the forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted.
Trump added, he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point, we'll decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Khalifa Haftar's Libya's eastern military commander said that he would be ready for a ceasefire if Turkish and Syrian mercenaries left the country and Ankara stopped supplying weapons to Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli. That's according to RIA. This is VOA News.